Cattle producers are in Denver this week for the Cattle Industry Summer Meeting, where several issues are in the spotlight, according to National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of Legislative Affairs, Christina Butts, who says number one on the list is EPA's proposed Waters of the United States rule.
This is the largest federal land grab in our country's history. This week at our summer meeting, we have EPA here to continue the discussions and the dialogue with our producers. It's one of the things, though, that we need to make sure that the EPA hears from the grassroots. They need to hear from NCBA's membership. The comment period has been extended to October 20th. EPA has been traveling the country talking about agriculture being exempt. We strongly disagree with them. When our cattle producers and our attorneys have reviewed the proposed rule, we are clearly included in the regulations. So for any producers that might be in the prairie pothole country, anybody that might have a playa lake or a stock tank, you're going to have to get a permit through the Corps of Engineers in order to actually be able to use those facilities on your own land and operation. If you're out of compliance, you could be subjected to fines up to $37,500 per day.
The second biggest issue for cattlemen right now is country of origin labeling. And Butts says they're still awaiting word on the World Trade Organization's ruling on the law.
Last month, the WTO had a preliminary decision that they did share with the three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Those have not been made public, but we expect those to be made public in September. Once that is made public, that's when the time really starts to tick, because that means that we're going to potentially be one day closer to retaliation from two of our top five export markets. And I'm not just talking about this being a beef or a livestock issue. This is broader than that. This is a retaliation on some of the different grain commodity groups, retaliation on different things like fruits and vegetables, retaliation on manufacturing goods. So it is very broad when you start looking at this list, and it's actually changing the conversation in Washington. We have many members of Congress who see this as a trade issue, not only a red meat issue, but a larger trade issue. So the amount of support that we're getting in Washington with concerns shared and people watching to see what happens in September when the WTO's decision is made final, that's really going to figure out how quickly we can move to get this resolved. Now, if the United States goes through an appeal process, that's going to eventually kick the can down the road a little bit longer. But there's a lot of broad support on both sides of the aisle in Washington to do something to fix this problematic trade rule.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.